Back here on the Big Show, it's Patriots Friday. I'm Glenn Ordway. Diassi's in the house. Tommy Curran is here as well. And it's time for our weekly chat with the left tackle of your New England Patriots, a Pro Bowler once again, Matt Light. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Have you ever been selected to something that you actually don't want to go to? I mean, think about it. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. If you're there, it means...
Outside of the principal's office.
Right. If you're there, you're not reaching your goal. You don't want to go. You don't want to be there.
You know, it's definitely a time where you hope not to be in Hawaii. And that doesn't happen very often, but, you know, if there's a time not to go, it'd be this year.
All right, so we heard all of the horror stories from the other day. Apparently, Belichick came in there and, like, dug out videos of every bad thing that every one of you guys have done for your entire life, or at least over the last couple of weeks. Is that true?
Well, you know, it wasn't that hateful. I mean, you know, I think the good thing about a bye week, obviously, is that you have time to, you know, heal up and get a little bit extra time to get off your feet and get back to, you know, maybe a little bit of a normal schedule. The other thing that you get to do is obviously make the corrections, which isn't always the best thing in the world to have to witness, you know, when you screw up or you miss a block or whatever it is. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it definitely helps you get a better understanding of, you know, what the opponents are thinking when they watch the film and the things that you need to focus on individually and as a team to get better. And, you know, I think we had a pretty good week.
Now, as a vet, you can understand Bill Belichick's motivations, but how would some of the young guys on the team react to something like that?
You know, I don't think anybody had a hard time with it. I mean, it's not the easiest place to play, period. So it's not like this is the first time, you know, you'll hear something negative. And to be honest with you, you know, a lot of what we watched, you know, was pretty good football. I mean, it's never perfect, but, you know, I think all the young guys understand that, and maybe not fully yet, but they definitely understand that it's going to take a lot more than what we've done to date. And I think that that's been the message for the most part. I think the veterans and the coaches and, you know, the guys that have been through it all before, you know, you just try to impart to the younger guys that, you know, regardless of how much you put into it so far and, you know, regardless of how long the season's been to date, you know, we need to do a lot more because obviously whoever we end up facing, they're going to be a really good football team, obviously on a roll and with a lot of confidence, and we're going to have to be able to play just the same.
And Matt, you heard that lead in. Perhaps with Rex Ryan talking about the great intelligence of Peyton Manning and discounting Tom Brady in terms of how much studying he does and the smarts that he has and crediting Belichick for a lot of the success. What's your take on that comment?
Well, you know, hey, everybody's got a lot to say these days. You know, I don't really get caught up in any of that stuff. I mean, I could care less. You know, I tell all my friends and family the same thing, you know, regardless of what's being said out there. At the end of the day, the guys in our locker room, we want to play for one another. You know, we want to play for, you know, a championship. And the only guys that can truly understand that aspect of it are the coaches and the, you know, obviously the people that are around us each and every day. And that's pretty much our coaches and our players. So, you know, as long as your teammates, you know, have a good understanding of what you put into it and have respect for, you know, what you do, and your coaching staff and all that, I think that's all you really need. The rest of it's a bunch of noise.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, doesn't really do a whole lot for us in any form or fashion.
What do you figure is the impact of comments like that, specifically on Brady and Belichick? And what's your take on Tom's general IQ?
Well, I think the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, we've been able to win a few games over the years. And
here and there.
I would say that, you know, look, I've been fortunate to play with some great guys and be around some great guys in our locker room. And, you know, even going back to college, you know, the years I spent with Breeze and his work ethic and what he does. And, you know, a lot of times these great quarterbacks all, you know, have the same, you know, similar qualities. And that is they're relentless in their pursuit of perfection. And I think their competitive nature is really high. I mean, you know, being around some of these guys, it's just amazing how much they compete at every little thing that they do and how they really take it on their own shoulders to go out there and do the best job possible through, you know, all their preparation and everything else they do. And obviously Tom's no different. I mean, you know, he's 100 mile an hour with every aspect, with the communication end of it, with, you know, just his reads and how he studies for everything else. And, you know, I don't think comments outside of our little world, you know, the rest of the comments don't add up to anything.
So that's pretty good. You said some nice things about him, so you can't be taken out of context or anything like that, you know. You just have to worry about that stuff. No, I thought that were, flattering things you said about Brady. Hey, you've been in both positions where you've had buys for going into the first round of the playoffs, the divisional playoffs, and you've also had to go out on the road. Barring the obvious, what's the biggest thing that you see that helps you out with what you've got this year?
Well, I mean, you know, look, home field advantage is great. It's not the end all, but, you know, being able to play in front of your home crowd and then have that first week off and you know, like we've already alluded to, you know, get a little time to, you know, catch up on some of these injuries or some of the other things that have been nagging guys, I think that's huge. And I think that it'll only be as good as what we get out of, you know, what we've gotten out of this week so far and what we get out of, you know, the preparation leading up to next weekend. So, you know, it's kind of premature at this point to say how great it'll be or, you know, what the real advantage is in having this. But, you know, we've had a good regular season, and, that's given us the right to sit out a week and get ready to prepare for our next opponent. And as long as we go out there and do the things that have gotten us to this point and quite a bit more, I think we'll be fine.
Is there a big difference in the way your body feels and that you're not out there getting beaten up on a Sunday in between?
You know, I think it helps, but you know, after a while, your body's just conditioned to that. You know, we've been through 20 weeks. You know, if you count the preseason and you know, bye week, 21 weeks, if you will, and your body kind of gets used to that and gets used to, you know, having a couple of days off after Sunday and then getting right back after. So I don't really think it's too much of an advantage from that end, but definitely for the guys that have had things bothering them, it's helpful.
In your preparation this week, do you guys, I don't know, play the odds on who you think you might win and prepare more for another team? Or because you're familiar enough with the Jets, you might put a little more into Kansas City or Baltimore or something like that? Is that something that goes on during the week?
You know, I think more for the coaches than the players. You know, from the players' perspective, it's really working on a lot more of your individual technique and the things that you can do to keep yourself going, you know, because we're not playing this weekend. You know, we need to stay after it and, you know, keep the right mindset about, you know, how we prepare and the things that we do. But from the coach's side, you know, those guys are, you know, they're spending countless hours in there, more than what they normally spend. And of course, they're breaking down every single angle of who it could be and the possibilities that are out there and really get to know all these teams at once. So for them, it's definitely a lot of work at this time of year.
All right, so why don't you do what you do every year and just tell us who you'd rather play coming up next week?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll face whatever team earns the right to come to Foxborough.
Hold on, let me write that down again. Hold on.
Whatever
team that comes to Foxborough.
So you want to play the Jets? Great, I'll run with that.
Hey, look, we'll take whatever we get, and hopefully, again, you know, have a great week and get after it and have a good tilt.
How much of this football do you watch this weekend? Like sitting in front of the TV as a fan, not, you know, sitting and breaking games down.
I watch them. You know, I definitely watch them. I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they start out and the things that they do and then how they prepared. And I'm sure there's going to be some interesting things come up. There always are in all these kind of games. And, you know, it's fun to watch this at this time of year. I mean, it's fun to watch all year, but, you know, this time of year, it's just the margin of error is so small, it'll be a lot of fun to see this first round go.
You're a lying liar because you always used to tell me that you never watch any football on TV.
Well, now you start knowing some people and you start looking around and you want to see how they're doing things, and it's kind of exciting, you know, obviously being in the hunt. So yeah, I mean, I'm a changed man. You know, I'm a football watcher.
You're older and wiser.
Hey, the Foot Network's got a taco marathon coming up this weekend. You may want to check that out.
You said the Foot Network?
Taco. No, the Food Network.
You said Foot.
No. Oh, that's Rex Ryan's channel. I don't watch that channel.
Strange.
No, I watch the Food Network. That's the one I watch. All right, well, listen, have a terrific weekend and a terrific week in preparation of whomever you play next week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you. You too. See you later. Matt Light.